As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me the facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, baby. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, April the 15th. Yeah, that's that day. 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Fire up that chainsaw-like tongue there, Willie. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air from around America. And around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri this morning, micro 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. If you didn't have your broadcasting network listed in that little diatribe, shoot me an email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Be happy to give you a shout-out for the networks that are carrying the broadcast. The listener call-in number remains throughout our broadcast this morning, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals setting new record highs. Crude oil opens lower. We'll talk about that in the market segment. Green weenies, full court press against cheap, reliable coal and nuclear electricity. We'll talk about that as well. Back to basics, building the foundation for precinct-driven political activation. We'll talk about that as well. Packing Uncle Sam's trunk. Time to send him packing, folks. What are we going to put in that box? How are we going to get it out? How are we going to get rid of these various agencies? Visualizing greater freedom, less tyranny ahead. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Wow. I'm telling you what. I was up until midnight last night following the rise in the gold prices. We set a new intermediate delivery bullion price at $1,479.35 late last night, and we've seen it even higher than that. Gold futures, $1,480.50. Big night last night in the gold and silver market. This morning opens a little bit lower, off $1.80 at $1,474, and that ain't nothing to sniff at, folks, for gold. An ounce, silver up 10 cents at $42.28 an ounce. $42.28, platinum off $8 at $1,783, and palladium down 7 at $768. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning so far, $1,470.50 for a low, $1,479.90 for a high. Oh, my. But at $1,474, your gold is up $315.30 year-to-year for a 27.21% return on your investment. I'll tell you what, your bank on Main Street ain't going to offer you that. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, April the 15th. Yeah, tax day, right? Tax-free 15th. Here we are. This is the, What can I say? What can I say? Tax-free 15th, baby. Give it a try. It'll make you smile. Two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into our market reports. You know, there was a time when gold in this country was running around $35 an ounce. This morning, at $1,474, it gives us pause, doesn't it? File it away in your heart. Look at what's happened to your dollar in these past years. We got off the gold standard, went away from silver. The value of the purchasing power of your money has just declined and declined and declined. And that toxic slime, that filth that goes wherever the Federal Reserve note goes, yeah, it's destroying our wealth. So I hope you've been protecting yours. Gold, again, this morning down $1.80 in New York City at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time at $1,474. Silver up 10 cents at $42.28. Platinum off 8 bucks at $17.83. And palladium off 7 at $768 an ounce. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,472.50 in the AM fix. It went up considerably higher than that. And then all of a sudden, in comes the government, and they drove it back down again. But it's rebounding, going back the other way. So you'd expect a lot of volatility today on the economic news. The SPDR gold shares haven't picked up or sold any gold overnight. They still hold what they had yesterday, 1,212.96 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at these spot prices at $57 billion. The Dow yesterday closed up just 14 at 12,285. The NASDAQ was off 1, virtually unchanged and flat at 2760. And the S&P 500 closed basically flat at 1,315. So they're not enjoying the same boost that we've got out of the precious metals. Crude oil this morning off 63 cents at $107.48 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. West Texas Intermediate delivered at the Cushing Hub as they are right here in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 17 basis points at 74.87. Will we see a 71.18? Robert Chapman thinks we will. The foreign exchange rates, the Canadian loonie this morning exchanging against the U.S. dollar down 40 basis points at $1.05. The Mexican peso off 5 basis points, still yet at 9 cents apiece. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 50 basis points at $1.44. The British pound exchanges against the U.S. buck at $1.63, losing 20 basis points in early trading. And the Swiss franc off 6 basis points, but yet still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.12. The bond market this morning, the yield on the U.S. Treasuries bonded indebtedness, the 2-year yield is 0.72%. Your benchmark 10-year yield is at 3.43%, and the 30 is at 4.49%. In the mortgage market, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage moves up again from 4.03% a month ago to 4.06 in early trading. A 30-year mortgage moves up from 4.79 to 4.85. And again, those are your fixed rate mortgages. Stay away from those very toxic adjustable rate mortgages. You might find yourself on the curb trying to figure out how to make those new payments. Prime rate stands at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio is 34.87 ounces of silver. We'll bring you home 1 ounce of gold. From the EconoDay website, the market calendar for this morning, a lot of action happening yesterday, and this morning still some more, but we're going to go back in and pick up a couple of the items that we didn't get yesterday after the broadcast started. We'll get the natural gas report and then go on with that. So let's just do that and jump right over to the natural gas report. The injection season is now in its second week as natural gas in storage rose 28 billion cubic feet in the April 8th week to 1,607 billion cubic feet. What's this injection season? The injection season. We talking about vaccines? I guess we're vaccinating Gaia here. Fracking natural gas. Well, the season has begun. So there you go is that. Here's another one. The Consumer Price Index, the CPI. Today's CPI report is a tale of two cities. Headline is hot while the core is subdued. Headline is hot while the core is subdued. Consumer Price Index in March posted a 0.5% hike, matching the increase in February and meeting expectations, excluding food and energy. You know, they always take out the things that you need, and they talk about the things that you want. Big difference in life. The CPI eased to 0.1% following a 2% rise and coming in below analyst forecasts for 0.2%. By major components, energy jumped 3.5% after surging 3.4% in February. So you'd add those two together, you got 6.9% jump in 60 days. Gasoline increased 5.6% following a 4.7% hike in February. Ask yourself why we're in Libya, and then maybe you'll understand some of this insanity. Food price inflation worsened to a 0.8% gain following a 0.6% boost in February. The core was softened by a 0.5% decline in apparel prices, as if anybody's going out to buy garments, a 0.1% dip in household furnishings. Are you kidding? You should see all the signs and all the ads that are in the newspaper. They can't get rid of the lazy boy furniture as quickly as they'd like. A flat recreation component. Yeah, recreation. Right. That means we're going to move all of the lawn chairs from the front yard to the backyard this year. Forget going to Hollywood. And shelter rising only 1%. Yeah, that's right. Shelter is rising only 1%. 0.1%. On the upside, notable gains were seen in new and used vehicles, and lots of those used vehicles, no doubt, up 0.8%. And public transportation is up 1.3%, largely on airline fares. So as the price of diesel fuel and JP8 and all the rest of that stuff goes up, your transportation costs, especially airlines, is going to go up and up and up and up. Year on year, The overall CPI inflation worsened to 2.7%, seasonally adjusted, from 2.2% in February. The core rate rose to 1.2%, and so on and so forth. Well, you can believe those numbers if you like. The Empire State Manufacturing Survey, manufacturing activity in the Empire State, that would be New York region, is robust and shows no substantial effect from Japan. New orders surged in the April report, as did shipments and, yes, even employment. A look to the at the supply chain shows no lengthening in delivery times. In a special question, 80% of the sample report little or no impact from the crisis in Japan. So the Fukushima ain't fooking you over, and they're not fooking me over either. But anyway, this off the Kitco News, AM Kitco Metals Roundup. Gold hits another new high, silver to 31 high on inflation concerns. This is by Jim Wyckoff, not quite as handsome as Alex Steele, but he does write for Bloomberg. Gold prices are trading higher and hit a fresh all-time record of $1,480.50 an ounce overnight. The basis there is the active COMEX June futures contract. Meantime, May COMEX silver futures notched a fresh 31-year high of $42.72 an ounce overnight. Inflation concerns and some fresh safe haven investment demand are working to push the precious metals still higher. COMEX gold, June gold, last traded up $6.90 and so on and so forth. Reports overnight said the Chinese Consumer Price Index rose 5.4% year-on-year in March, and that was higher than what was expected, and further fueled notions inflationary price pressures will continue. We'll be back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And once again, if you have the kind of weather where it looks like it's shaping up for this weekend around here in southwest Missouri over your weekend, you might want to go up on the Internet and browse up the Institute for New Economic Thinking. And that's the Bretton Woods 2 and George Soros and the boys. And look at just click on the conferences link on the main banner there and then go into Bretton Woods 2, the conference that they just had last weekend. And go in and listen to the various speakers. I think you'll find it very interesting, and especially for our homeschoolers out there, Joshua, Sarah, and Kieran, and the rest, take an opportunity to get a doctorate degree dissertation or two under your belt on economics. You know, we didn't have this kind of information available when Bretton Woods 1 came around, but there's certainly no excuse for anybody not to be following this as they come up with a new system. And there were lots of flaws mentioned. There's lots of angst. There's lots of hanky-wringing. Quite frankly, I don't think they have a clue of what they're doing. And these are the economists. You know, you go back and look at economy and start with the Greeks and the women basically running the households and the estates. And then you bring that up to Adam Weishaupt and the creation of the Illuminati in 1776 when they came up with this term. Economists, that was coined at that time period. We didn't have it in general circulation. And then look at the, in 1776 as well, at the release of Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations. You know, he's like the father of modern economic thought. Well, then go back to Bretton Woods and look at John Maynard Keynes. You can look him up on the Internet or you can dive into your Encyclopedia Britannica or Americana and read articles on Keynesianism, John Maynard Keynes. Read the articles about economics, okay? Not to put a focus too strongly on economics, but it seems to be driving the day-to-day. Nevertheless, losing 84 cents on dollar reveals runaway U.S. public pensions. Some people say that Judge John Roll was popped by Loeffner because he was just in the middle of a court case or had just finished a court case to block the United States government from getting involved with public and private pensions. Now, that's just Internet chatter that's been brought to my attention. I don't know whether there's truth to it or not. But Elliot Blair Smith writes this for Bloomberg. The deal came together behind the doors of a Louisiana psychiatric ward. Now, on this particular story, in this headline, a paragraph, I don't remember what they call it, a banner, whatever they call it, but in this opening paragraph, you might go back and look at some of the reporting that Michael Herzog has done in the past, some of the people that he's interviewed who have been in victims, if you will, victimized by these nursing homes and psychiatric wards, but this is a really clear statement. The deal came together behind the doors of a Louisiana psychiatric ward. John Scannell, 74, signed a document in October of 2003 authorizing the sale of land handed down through eight generations of his family. All right, that's very important, very important. And this is happening often. You know, this is the thing that the Jesuits were known for back in the 1600s and 1700s, and even probably still today, they like to come in and lay over your bed, you know, and get you to sign up all kinds of things and to give the church all of your property. They love to do that. You know, they'll say a few prayers for you, maybe even, you know, try and buy you out of purgatory or something. I don't know what they really do. But then the Jesuits used to be famous for this. And now, in all of these various nursing homes and whatnot, people are being preyed upon in the same way. But when you give up a piece of property, a piece of land that has been in your family, handed down through 8 generations, you may be giving away basically a sovereign nation. And if you want to find out more about all of that and land patents and grants and land, go and visit with Hal Anthony this weekend on Sunday and his broadcast, Behind the Woodshed. I'll tell you all about it. The buyer was a statewide pension plan. All right, so they got a pension plan in here for municipal law officers, and then they're in there laying over this guy, John Scannell, 74, getting him to sign a document giving away land. The fund assembled golf and real estate holdings that lost 84 cents on each dollar the police spent on them over 10 years. Well, I'm not going to weep over the police pension span. They've been raping us and robbing us on the side of the road for a long time, doing nothing about it. The losses are emblematic of a decade in which the $1.2 billion program went from fully funded to $836.3 million short of meeting future retirement obligations. All right, this didn't happen accidentally. The 9 trustees, we've talked about trusts. I was up on the internet the other evening and came across one of our listeners has posted a 20-part series on trusts right out of the Become Vocal Local Archives pages on YouTube. You can just type it in there, Become Vocal Local Trust YouTube, and it should pop right up for you. But the 9 trustees of the Municipal Police Employees Retirement System made a series of decisions that taxpayers and 10,748 active and retired cops are now paying for. The board embraced bad investments, ignored warnings of weak financial controls that enabled its attorney to steal $1.2 million and set up conflicts of interest among its advisors, according to a review of thousands of pages of documents obtained under the State Public Record Act and more than 50 interviews. Quote, "It was like a gigantic playhouse," said Nick Congemi, 68, the chief of the Greater New Orleans Expressway Police in Metair, who for years criticized the system's leadership and investments. "These people," this is a quote, "have taken the futures away of good, decent law enforcement officers," well, that's questionable, "who thought that they could depend on this for the rest of their lives." Well, as it goes, what goes around comes around. You steal from other people all your life, don't be surprised if people steal from you in the end. Anyway, you thought you were going to get a golden parachute, and all you got was an old fart. Senate's old Goldman findings, Nordic Banks, Jeffries, TARP fees, compliance, this article off Bloomberg. This is an interesting article you can find up there this morning because it has a whole bunch of tight law news all jammed together in 3 and 4 paragraphs presentations. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. misled clients and Congress about the firm's bets on securities tied to the housing market, the chairman of the U.S. Senate panel that investigated the causes of the financial crisis said. We reported on this in a full-length article yesterday. Senator Carl Levin, releasing the finding of a 2-year inquiry yesterday, said he wants the Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission to examine whether Goldman Sachs violated the law by misleading clients who brought the complex securities known as collateralized debt obligations. Well, it continues, and it talks about the lawsuit that's being filed here. Compliance policy. Borg seeks Nordic accord on capital. This is another one. Swedish Finance Minister Anders Borg said he will look at a common Nordic solution for capital standards that signals Sweden's plans to implement the strictest rules could make it leave Stockholm, blah, blah, blah. More stuff on that. There's another one. let's see if I can jump down to another one here. Compliance action. Jeffries to pay $2 million for disclosure filings, FINRA says. Jeffries Group, Inc., JEF, agreed to pay about $2 million to resolve financial industry regulatory authority claims that 3 employees failed to disclose conflicts of interest while selling auction rate securities. People, if you still have your money in this stuff, get out. Quickly. Get out. Golly, these guys are just stealing the pennies off a dead man's eyes right now. It's lawyers. Oh, my God. Justice Department Barney says Congress may want to review the FTC overlap. Another article, Sarah Fortin and Jeff Bliss writing for Bloomberg. Congress. Well, we'll pick up Congress right after these words from our sponsor. Stay tuned. Going to blow through a little bit more news and then go on to other things.
Information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back to this article about the Justice Department. You know, I mean, yeah, good question from Zen in the chat room. You know, is there any good news today? Well, this news is about as good as it comes, I guess. I could probably go out and find a dog and pony story for you. That might be fun. Maybe we should hear a story about the little pony. I don't know. Anyway, Congress may well want to look at the overlapping responsibilities of the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission. I mean, I would like to look at those overlapping responsibilities. Wouldn't you? Maybe we should put the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission into Uncle Sam's trunk and send them to hell where they came from. You know, maybe so. I would leave to Congress how they would like to resolve the overlapping and sometimes inconsistent jurisdiction between the agencies. I think we would all like to resolve this. And certainly, if you've been listening to Alfred Adesk, he has a nightly news for a radio broadcast on another network, but if you've been listening and following along with his studies, he's been working with a variety of people But this one fellow in particular, Dennis Craig, it seems like is the name, if I can see it here. Dennis Craig. They're talking about this peculiar overlay of a legal fiction on top of we the people in the states and the soil. It's a very unusual system, but it's the difference between the state and this state. And I've been intimating, you know, that we ought to get Alfred on for some weeks now to discuss this with us. But I think he's really on to something, and he's bringing out some good material. So you might want to pay attention to that. You can find his work on addisk.wordpress.com, I believe. Addisk, just type in Alfred Addisk Scheister, and it ought to come right up for you if you Google it up. But anyway, I would leave to Congress how they would like to resolve the overlapping and sometime inconsistent jurisdiction between the agencies. Varney, who was 55, said in an interview yesterday in Washington, quote, "I think what business does need is clarity, certainty, and understanding of the legal framework within which their deals will be evaluated. I think we all need clarity, certainty, and understanding of the obfuscatory legal plane that we have been basically, through fraudulent conversion and fraudulent concealment, we've been entered into for most all of our lives. It's very complicated, but it all has to do with words. Words being so important, how they're used, and then our own language. And we slay ourselves with our words. We dialogue ourselves into this other plane just by the things that we say. You know, somebody asks you, well, is this your signature? You go, yes, that's my signature. You signed your name. Is this your name? And you go, yeah, that's me. That's me, all right. No, it's not you. You're a flesh and blood creature. Your name is not a man. You're a man or a woman. This is a name. It's not you. It's very complex, little bits and pieces, but I think we're starting to unravel it. And as I understand it better, I'll bring more and more of it to the airwaves. Anyway, continuing. Again, I think what business does need is clarity, certainty, and understanding of the legal framework within which their deals will be evaluated. This is a Christine Varney, the head of the Department of Justice Antitrust Division. I wonder if she would answer our questions if we were to get her on the air this morning. I wonder if she would be able to explain this legal plane of existence. As the Obama administration looks for ways to streamline the federal government and boost efficiency, the time may be ripe to wring costs out of antitrust oversight. Antitrust against the monopolies, monopoly busting, trust busting, all right? Having the FTC handle consumer protection while the Justice Department addresses competition and monopoly is certainly one option, said Varney, a former FTC commissioner. She has run the division since April of 2009. Varney commented against the backdrop of increasingly public jockeying between the two agencies over merger reviews involving such technologies, and then it goes on Google and lists some others. But what's this increasing public jockeying? You know, there used to be, in the time of Sir Edward Coke in England, and before him Littleton, and then following them both, Blackstone, there used to be quite a bit of competition between the various inns of court. Between courts of equity and exchequer, the king's bench, and, well, we could say it this way, between the barristers and the solicitors. Everybody wants to have deals done in their courts because they make money at it, you see? And so the lawyers, the attorneys, those that turn the words to their own advantage, the attorneys, they vie over who has jurisdiction, who can handle which. Because they know that they make money if they can get a kind of a monopoly on doing a certain kind of business. It's the same kind of monopoly that the Jesuits have, you know? You can only get your transubstantiation cookies from one source, folks. Varney commented against the backdrop of increasingly public jockeying. The FTC works productively with the Department of Justice to provide clarity. Now, what they say here is the FTC with DOJ. Now, DOJ and the Department of Justice are two different entities. One of them is the acronym, the other is the full name. And it would be different if you were to say the DOJ with the lowercase t, and the DOJ with a capital T, a definite article. Just little minor twists. But all of these things have worked to obfuscate who we are and whose we are. And these are things that we need to seek answers to soon. And maybe if we could get all of the various legal beagles to understand how important this is for our time period and to stop selling their workbooks for $200 or $300 or make you work for 6 months to get a chance to sit in one of your courses or charge you 7 ounces of gold or silver to get them. Maybe, just maybe, if we could get all the legal beagles in one room and lock the door and not let them out until they come up with some definitive plan of guidance, perhaps we the people could understand just how deep this obfuscation runs, and we could start to get a little bit of clarity in our life. There's a world of room to get a little bit of clarity. A world of room to get a little bit of clarity. This would be Herbert Hovenkamp. I don't know if he's any relation to Clovenhoof, the black pope, former one. Herb Kohl, the Wisconsin Democrat who heads the Senate Judiciary Antitrust Subcommittee, said on March 10th in a statement that among his priorities is, quote, to ensure that corporate matters before these agencies are handled in an even more efficient and effective manner. I think that we need to do some more with this. The antitrust regime, no one would design the system we have if we were starting a new antitrust regime yesterday in the U.S., close quote, said Sean Heather, Executive Director of Global Regulatory Cooperation at the U.S. Chambres de Commerce. No one would design the system we have if we were starting a new antitrust regime. Remember when we were talking about the creation of the Interstate Commerce Commission, and that how over just a decade or thereabouts, again, we can go back and visit with Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes, and other sources, but over just the first couple of decades, the first thing we did was to appease all the whiners and complainers. And then we peopled, they peopled this Commerce Commission with the very people that the commission was created to regulate. This is the revolving door. It's been going on for nearly 100 years. This has come up for years and years, and there's never been any support, so on and so forth. So there's more going on. They're having a turf war. They're trying to figure out which court is going to handle this stuff. They really need to rethink the whole thing. We're either going to have anti-monopolies and antitrust, or we're not. Merkel faces nuclear exit bill as the states exert pressure after Japan's crisis. This is the Green Weenies, full court press, against cheap, reliable coal and nuclear electricity generation. Tony Zupka and Nicholas Comfort, writing this for Bloomberg. Chancellor Angela Merkel faces a bid by members of the upper house of parliament to force her to abandon nuclear power as she tries to rally German state leaders behind an overhaul of energy policy by the middle of May. What's she facing? The main opposition is the Social Democratic Party. Well, yeah, they could have the Democratic Social Party. They have the Christian Social Democratic Party and the Democratic Christian Social Parties. This is what happens when you get into the pea soup of socialist multi-party countries, which Germany is one of. The main opposition again here is the Social Democratic Party, putting a bill to the upper house in Berlin today calling for the immediate closure of 8 reactors and all 17 nuclear plants to be shut within about a decade. I keep wondering whether that tsunami was natural or man-made disaster. Anyway, who was it to let the gasoline tanks run empty on those generators at the Daiichi plant anyhow? The opposition holds a majority in the upper house, the Bundesrat, where states are represented. The bill steps up the pressure on Merkel to speed the exit from atomic power as she works on an unprecedented shift in the energy mix, driving Europe's biggest economy that may cost as much as $2.9 billion a year. She meets with Germany's 16 state prime ministers today to try to get them on board last month. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so back to this article out of off of Bloomberg in regards to Germany and the Social Democratic Party here trying to pressure Merkel out of the atomic power business, so to speak. Again, she meets with Germany's 16 state prime ministers today to try and get them on board after last month ordering a 90-day reassessment of nuclear power as workers fought a meltdown at Japan's Fukushima Daiichi plant. Quote, the government has to show that they can switch the country's energy supply, and there's just aren't that many options, close quote, said Bernhard Jägel, an analyst with the Landesbank Baden-Württemberg in Stuttgart. Quote, they'll be placing the focus on renewable energy sources, an expansion of the electricity grid, energy savings, and flexible fossil fuel plants? What's that? Stuck on stupid? Tell me, how many pterodactyls does it take to make one 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude? Anyway, continuing, E.ON and RWEAG, Germany's two biggest nuclear power plant operators, are among the worst performers this year on the 30-member benchmark DAX. Not doing too well financially, I guess. Emissions permits rise. Here's the real gist of this article. carbon dioxide emission permits for December rose 0.7% to 1691 euros a metric ton on the ICE Futures Europe Exchange in London. The problem is that people have been walking away from this anthropogenic climate change, man-made global warming, or as some would say, climate disruption. People have been heading for the exit doors. The more they do their homework, the more they realize that this is a bunch of hogwash. And so, unfortunately, all across the world, we've got people running around after Don Quixote's windmills and setting up solar panels. And yet, with all that development that's going on us and at us, it's almost all requiring government subsidies. That means tax dollars from you. Higher prices for all of the consumers. The introduction of these new grid expansions, plus the smart meters and everything else to regulate, to control, and to confine you. We're not looking for reliable oil, reliable coal, and reliable nuclear power plants or hydroelectric power plants, which have always been my number one fave. No, no. We're trying to drive people away from the things that have worked into these specious Band-Aid solutions. Anyway, carbon dioxide. Anti-nuclear activists have called a demonstration outside the chancellery as Merkel. You never want to let a good crisis go to waste, folks. Albert Gurr, he's polishing his waxen face in the back room. He's getting ready to come back on the stage during the presidential election cycle, no doubt. Anti-nuclear activists have called a demonstration outside the chancellery as Merkel, Economy Minister Rainier Bruderl and Environment Minister Norbert Röttgen sounds kind of nuclear himself, meet with state heads. I wonder if they invited the rest of the body. A press conference is scheduled for 2:30 p.m. in Berlin time. The coalition aims to expand what? Offshore wind parks. Build more gas plants to plug a potential gap in power generation that would follow a retreat from nuclear, according to a government paper. Merkel's cabinet backed plans 2 days ago to allow utilities to pump greenhouse gases underground via technology known as carbon capture and storage. They're going to pump greenhouse gases underground. What's that going to do to the aquifers anyway? You go to the water tap and you turn it on and you get a Pepsi Cola or something. I don't know, all that carbon dioxide in there. The shift away from nuclear power could cost between 1 billion euros and 2 billion euros per year, depending on the pace of the transition. So your taxes are going to go up, your utilities are going to go up, and we're going to shift away from something reliable. What they need to do is to go through before these power plants corrode and collapse and update them, renew them, or take them out of service before they're a disaster. I mean, it wasn't nuclear power in Daiichi that was the problem. It was the generators, the tsunami, and a massive earthquake. Anyway, we'll just have to talk truth to power. Whoever says yes to building up renewable energies has also say yes to building a new power grid. We have to take the people with us. We have to take the people with us better than we have in the past. I don't know what the heck that's supposed to mean. But anyway, then they have a phase-out timetable and everything else. Let's look a little bit more. Renewable energy investment drops 34% to the lowest in 2 years. All right? I'm just trying to bring the other side of the story. I mean, we can all do the hanky-wringing. That we can do. Lots of victims, lots of symptoms. But what's the real disease here? Alex Morales, new investment, writing this for Bloomberg, new investment in renewable energy dropped to the lowest in 2 years in the first quarter, weighed down by low natural gas prices in the U.S. What would happen if we were to go ahead and drop that third pipe on the transatlantic pipeline and bring natural gas into the Midwest to fire electrical generation equipment? What would happen if we were to follow Nick Begich's considerably informed decision? And why don't we just start building some railroads from Alaska all the way down through British Columbia into Northwest and out into the western states and maybe to the east coast and start bringing that coal and the gas and the petroleum products from Alaska down here? It'd boost the sales of those resources and sources in Alaska. It would create massive numbers of jobs for people to build new railroads. That's always fun work, right? They're going to do something with all the Mexicans and the Chinese. There you go. Coolies. We could use them. Build some new railroads. That'd be nice. Maybe we could do some improvement in our railroad technology along the way. Anyway, I guess I've been reading Ayn Rand too much, you know. Reardon Steele. New investment in renewable energy dropped to the lowest in 2 years in the fourth quarter, weighed down by low natural gas prices. Drive those up. Money flowing into the industry through asset finance, share sales, venture capital, and private equity fell more than a third to $31.1 billion in the first 3 months of the year from a record $47.1 billion in the fourth quarter of 2010, the London-based researcher said in a statement. Countries, including Germany and Spain, have announced reductions in the guaranteed prices that they pay for electricity from renewable sources, while in the UK, the government is reviewing the rates. Right? It's all subsidies. The first quarter saw a bit of a hangover from the hectic investment activity seen in final months of last year as finances rushed to close deals to meet their internal targets or to catch feed-in tariffs due to expire in the countries such as Germany, Italy, and the Czech Republic. And there's more in this. The first quarter's investment in wind farms, solar parks, and other means of renewable power is the lowest amount since the $20.5 billion spent in the first quarter of 2009. So as all of these various and sundry green technologies come online, people look at them, all of the claptrap that the propagandists have used to get them started in the first place fails. You know, I've said before, from an engineering standpoint, these windmills are an engineering nightmare. They fly in the face of sound, you know, process. You think about all those rotors, all those foundations, all the wire, all the duplication, all of the maintenance, all of the land that takes for all of that, all of the people at work, you know, going around painting up the bottoms and rebuilding the blades, you know, and all that. Come on, give us a break. They want to put hundreds of thousands of these things out there. The maintenance costs are going to be dreadful. And who is going to pick up the tab for that? You are. The energy consumer. Unbelievable. Anyway, the Tennessee Valley Authority agreed to close 18 coal-fired generators and install as much as $5 billion in pollution controls to resolve alleged Clean Air Act violations in Alabama, Kentucky, and Tennessee. The settlement with the Environmental Protection Agency in the states requires the TVA to install equipment targeting nitrogen oxides and sulfur dioxides, which create acid rain. My God, acid rain is back in the news again. I haven't heard acid rain since the 1980s. Well, it's back in the news again. The TVA said today in a statement, couldn't get anywhere with climate change, so now we're back to acid rain, right? Anyway, created in 1933 by FDR, the card-carrying communist he was, will invest $350 million in clean energy projects and pay $10 million in civil penalties. The TVA, which owns 59 coal-burning units, said it will replace the units with low or zero-emitting sources, including renewable energy, natural gas, and nuclear. Wait a minute. Nuclear. And wait a minute. Nuclear. Oh, are they going to use nuclear? Well, they're going to use it in Missouri, I hope. Anyway, the government-owned company, faulted by environmental groups for operating old and polluting plants, said it aims to become a top U.S. provider of cleaner energy by 2020. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, April the 15th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Whoosh! That first hour just went right by. Wow. Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize we were at the top of the hour already. Well, we are back for the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, folks. In the first hour, went through a variety of grab bag of newsy news, like we do that from time to time. Looking now towards the last bit of the news, thinking about what is happening between the nuclear meltdown in Daiichi and how that's being used to foment, once again, the hatred of that old nuclear power. Nuclear, right? Thanks, W. Nuclear power. All right. Well, there's other things out there. You know, there are other ways you can use, you know, these products. We're stuck on stupid with the kind that we're using right now, fission. But there's other kinds of energy sources that we could be using that would produce 24 hours a day, 365 day, you know, little or no moving parts, nothing wearing out, you know, energy. But we don't go that way. Instead, we're going to windmills and solar panels and failing to understand that the cost of some of this stuff is far more to make these items than it is the cost savings when we look at the other end of it. Let's go over here. Another article right off Bloomberg, just about done with the news. All right. And this one has to do with search for super corn seeks to limit nitrogen use pollution. Yeah. That's right. John Berger writing this for Bloomberg. Mark Albertson, the bespeckled six. We always got to do this human interest intro, you know. Mark Albertson, the bespeckled. You can see him there. He's got his little speckles on. 62-year-old research director at Pioneer Hybrid, DuPont Company's Seed Development Unit. I don't know whether this is the devil we're speaking to here or not, but was catching up on paperwork one morning in July of 2007 when he got a call from an assistant, Sharon Serwick. Mark, she said, you better come out here and see this. Serwick had been in the field inspecting rows of experimental corn planted next to Pioneer's headquarters in Johnston, Iowa. The corn had been genetically engineered by Albertson and his colleagues in the hopes of achieving a new trait, the more efficient use of nitrogen. Don't imagine that's going to make the sweet corn taste any better, but anyway, that's at the top of the corn grower's wish list because the cost of ammonium nitrate fertilizer has soared 130% to $450 a ton since 2002. And I can tell you, these high prices of fertilizer can just about drive you right out of farming. Albertson and other seed scientists, of course, the cost of seeds for these genetically modified seeds is pretty astronomical, too. They fail to mention that, patented seeds that they are. Albertson and other seed scientists have been trying to build nitrogen-efficient stocks for at least 5 years. They still think they're better than God, that they got a better understanding of the creator of the universe. They're going to do it. They'll tinker with what God has created, and then we'll have to deal with the We'll have to deal with the aftermath. This is their attitude, quote, you're talking about our holy grail. our holy grail. Well, you might visit with the Amanita muscaria mushroom if you want to find out about holy grails. It's probably the real source, said Pamela Johnson, a National Corn Growers Association board member with 1,200 acres in Floyd, Iowa. Floyd, Iowa. Pamela Johnson, 1,200 acre farm. This woman's not poor. In the field, Albertson discovered one row of corn whose leaves were affected by a V-shaped yellowing, the telltale signs of nitrogen deficiency. Wow. The other row, the plants that had been engineered for nitrogen efficiency, were green and thriving. Both have been planted in severely nitrogen-deficient soil, but the genetically engineered plants seemed unaffected. They just never stop selling, folks. GM foods in a loaf of bread near you. We'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so for all of you out there, once again, welcome back to our Friday, April the 15th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now in our second hour of today's broadcast, for all of those of you out there that like to have a little bit of dirt under your fingernails from time to time, you can find this article on Bloomberg, Search for Supercorn Seeks to Eliminate or Limit Nitrogen Usage. It's a lengthy article, but it names all the players. It gives you the whole argument back and forth again. Here we are coming into the springtime. I don't know how much various corporations had to pay to get this article featured in Bloomberg this morning, but there's a lot to it, all right? A lot to it. Everybody's trying to sell us on genetically modified corn and bringing in ethanol and increasing, you know, 15, 20, 30% ethanol and blending it in with our otherwise quality, you know, light sweet crude gasoline and diesel. All right. Anyway, there's a lot to this article. I'll just close it out here. Still, it's not clear that farmers would actually use less nitrogen, even presented with more efficient seeds. Matt Liebman, an agronomy professor at Iowa State University, contends that Liebman, I'm sure he's been doing a whole lot of farming in his life. Matt Liebman, an agronomy professor at Iowa State University, contends that the reason corn utilizes nitrogen inefficiently has as much to do with farm practice as plant physiology. Probably has as much to do with the way the Creator made corn in the first place, brother, but he'll never admit it. Farmers tend to apply fertilizer when it's easiest, not when it's best, Liebman said. Most farmers apply it in the fall after harvest or in the spring before planting. That's easier since there are no plants to get in the way. But there's also no root system to hold the fertilizer in place, making the fertilizer more susceptible to runoff. It's the runoff that's really bugging them, folks. All right? That's the stuff that's really bugging them. Quote, the best time to use fertilizer would be in June, Liebman said. Most farmers won't take their tractors onto their fields then. There's a good reason for that. ever had a tractor out in the mud, up to its axles in the middle of 1,000 acres, and how the hell do you get the tractor unstuck? You can't bring another tractor within 50 feet of it. Nitrogen-efficient corn seeds would give farmers a choice. Apply 20% to 30% less fertilizer and enjoy the same crop yields, or apply the same amount of fertilizer and get enhanced yields. Most farmers are likely to choose the latter opinion since, get this now, the desire to grow more is practically hardwired into their DNA. All right, it's the Human Genome Project, all right? Everybody's talking about genes here, all right? I got to keep talking about the genetics. The three most important traits in agriculture are yield, yield, and more yield. Syngenta, another demon, Syngenta's Van Lucheren campaign said. Clean corn, in other words, may not turn out to be a radically cleaner after all. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line of this lengthy article. So you have to wade through 2 pages of text to come down to the bottom line, and the bottom line is stay away from it anyhow. Let's go into something else. Yesterday, continuing our discussion about back to basics, building the foundations for precinct-driven political activation, just doing kind of a review of material that you can find back in the archives. If you go back to day one here on Oracle and start listening then, we've gone into this in great detail, just trying to walk through something simple here. An understanding of the bylaws of the Missouri Republican State Committee, where I'm going to pick up right where we left off yesterday. But yesterday, what we found here is that it's the county committee men and the county committee women, plus a few ex officio members from academia and elsewhere, that actually make up the state committee for these parties. Kind of a tete-a-tete back and forth with a listener, trying to come to some understanding of just what we're talking about when we talk about precinct and the value of precinct-driven political activation. Right? Are we trying to build a stronger Republican Party? No. No. Are we trying to build a stronger Democratic Party? No. No. See, the parties are the problem. We think we live in a representative system. We think we have some representation. But the parties, as you all know, they don't represent you and I. They represent these corporations, this antitrust, this monopoly, the Rockefellers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilats. That's who they represent. They also represent all the Bugs and Bunny groups. And in this pluralistic world that we live in, there's a lot of information that you can find out about, read about pluralism and localism, find out that's not such a good thing, right? These isms. But this, in this pluralistic world that we live in, you and I don't have any representation because you and I don't represent anything. We don't have 100 people behind us. We're not one of these NGOs coming forward. We don't have anybody like Bill and Melinda Gates, you know, funneling money to us. And so our representatives, the congressmen, even on the state and county level, they don't pay attention to what you or I have to say in the first place. We come in and we dialogue right into their artificial legal fiction state. We don't know how to speak from the ground, the soil, flesh and blood, the man. We go in with all these fictitious things, and we come in and we try and address the beast on a fictitious plane, and they just laugh and laugh. Turn the back on you. So we don't have any representation. So we can't possibly have a representative system of government if we have no representation, and that's what we need to correct. And these parties stand between us, where we need to go, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 150 years ago. They stand between where we are and where we need to be. That's the fence. They keep us out. When was the last time you got a personal response from a congressman or congresswoman? If you want to use the gender, which I prefer not to do. Anyway, so the idea then is to replace these parties, get them out of there. Not with some third party, but with no party. And that's a hard concept to wrap your mind around. How do we get rid of the parties? Well, you could try an armed revolution. But, of course, if you don't kill the beast will pop right back up again. The son of the beast will be right back. You know, you got to kill them all the way down to the third generation. So we need to eliminate them. And we need to eliminate them, and then we need to take all of the things that make it possible for them out of the election laws. And revamp that whole section of law, that whole body of law. That happens during a process I call Operation Clean Sweep. But in order to get to Operation Clean Sweep, the first thing we need to do is gain majorities in both of these two parties. And I'm not worried about the little ones because they don't make any difference. All right? Makes you feel good, gives you a soapbox, gives you a chance to step up and, you know, advance your views. But that's not what's driving the issue. It's the Republicans and the Democrats. That's what's driving the issue. Take a look at the election results for your state, anytime, any state, anywhere, any election, and you'll always see that its elections are being driven by the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Very, very small percentage of votes being tallied for anybody else. So that's why we focus there. We maximize our effectiveness. So we took a look at how this is set up, and they have bylaws. They have rules. They have standing rules. They have platforms. And so in order for us to influence, we need to gain a simple majority. We're going to take advantage of democracy. We're going to take advantage of a majority in the deliberative assembly. We'll take advantage of that, and we'll use it to our advantage. And the way that we can do that is by gaining a majority position on your county committee in both of these two parties, Republican and Democrat, and I don't care which you get involved with. Just pick one. And go in and get there. And then help to build a majority in your county committees. And then from the county committees to the legislative district committees, and from the legislative district committees to the Senate district committees, and then the congressional district committees, and so on. And then the state committee. And then we do all of our work, and we can only do it in conventions assembled. All right? The rest of the time, it's just meet and greet. So we'll find out more about that right after this. We'll go into the Article 4 out of the bylaws, talk about the executive committee, and blow right through to the end of this. Stay tuned.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So sometimes the simplest process is, you know, just go in and do a little bit of advanced work or do a little of legwork, get a little bit of the black and white in your eyes and read this stuff so that we can understand better what we're up against. But this out of the bylaws, again, and I'm using just the Missouri Republican State Committee's bylaws as an example, but you can find these for yourself in your state and read them and get to understand how the system functions, at least how it's organized. And then you can just make your determinations as to how it functions based on additional research. But this is the overall plan. This is how it works. The Article 4, their executive committee, of the Missouri Republican State Committee, that's the MRSC, shall consist of the chairman, a vice chairman, a secretary, a treasurer, a state finance chairman, one member of the MRSC from each congressional district, as appointed by the state chairman and approved by the MRSC and other such persons, not to exceed four persons that the chairman may designate and the MRSC approve. Now, you can imagine, you can understand how difficult it would be for a candidate like Alan Keyes or Ron Paul or someone else to come along and without the blessing and the endorsement of these two political parties and their state committees and their national committees, and then to be effective in running and winning at an election. You're going up against a machine that is well over 100 years of age, that is so well entrenched it's down even into the smallest rural counties. And without going in and doing the work in advance, without having advanced men on the ground in each of the local voting precincts and in each of the county committees, the prospect, the chances, the possibility, the odds of winning an election from outside the system is next to none. All right? So we'd be wise as serpents here and harmless as doves. And we go in and we embed within these systems to bring it down from within, gnawing, boring from within. This is how the system was overthrown by those Eastern Europeans when they came over to this country. Some people call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. Anyway, the duties of the executive committee shall be to meet no less than just prior to each regular or special meeting of the MRSC on the call of the state chairman or vice chairman acting as a chairman. How many people listening this morning have ever served on the board of directors of a corporation? You see a show of hands? Well, there's a few there and there and over there. Okay. So you understand what I'm talking about. There's meetings and then there's meetings. There's the backroom meetings and then there's the front room meetings. And the executive committee meets in the back room, and they meet in the back room prior to a general meeting. And it is in these back rooms where the real deal making is done and where most of the decisions are made. Now, you can have a corporation, you can start a company, let's say have a corporation, and it goes along, perks along just fine for 15, 20, 30 years. But then you get a lot of stockholders and they start complaining, or a lot of members, and they start complaining. They don't feel as though the corporation is going the way they'd like to see it, and they want more representation. You know, it's like us today. They want more representation, so they start agitating for change. Change, change, want change. Organize for America. Right? And so a wise council would say, okay, fine. What we're going to do is we're going to widen the hem of the garment. We're going to go have a big tent here. We're going to have a big umbrella. And we're going to increase the size of our board of directors from 7 to 100. And that way, all of those of you that hold a lot of stock, you can all come in. All of those of you who've been long-term members, you can come in and you can have a, you could be a member on our board of directors. And we have ashtrays for you. We've got napkins for you. We have business cards for you. And we have an agenda for you. You don't create the agenda. We create the agenda, but you'll have an agenda. And then you can come in and you can sit with all of the others and you can vote on items of business. But you're going to vote on the items of business that are presented for you. And it's this executive committee that creates this. Okay? So they create the illusion of representation and then they withdraw to the other room. They continue having all of their meetings in secret and they only come out in the front when it's convenient to do so. We understand that. It's a reality. So then they review and make recommendations regarding the election cycle plan as proposed by the state chairman. Too often in politics, we wait until just a few weeks or months before an election before we begin. We toss our hat in the ring. Right? But we have done no groundwork. We haven't created any kind of a support network. We don't have any kind of a base. It wasn't until the Ron Paul revolution, Ernie Hancock's and the other fellow in California, I can't remember his name, the guy that came up with the idea of meetup groups and using them for Ron Paul, the Ron Paul 2008 presidential campaign meetup groups. That was brilliant. Because all of a sudden, it eliminated about 90% of the legwork necessary to create a precinct-driven political party activation system. Of course, it was way late before Jesse Bennett and I visited. I can't remember the fellow's name, but it was on WTPRN radio one evening. The host I'm thinking of has appeared on Oracle a couple of times as guest, I believe. But anyway, Benton was on there. And I called in and I asked him whether he'd ever considered precinct-driven political party activation in the plans for Ron Paul's presidential campaign. He said no, he hadn't thought of that. And so I fired him an email. But they very shortly thereafter, they created this Campaign for Liberty program. And I don't know whether I influenced that decision to be or not. But it was styled on the local, you know, voting precinct captains program. Well, so it was the same thing. Just kind of jiggled something in his mind and he went and looked it up. And sure enough, it was something that they'd overlooked completely. But the meetup groups was great. It's real cool. But when the state committee gets together, they review and make recommendations regarding the election cycle plan as proposed by the state chairman. You've got to know that they're out there beating the brush all the time looking for candidates and recruiting candidates. They're running them through the Masonic Lodge. They're raising them up in the church and so on and so forth. They're bringing them up out of business. They're coming out of banking. They're coming out of, you know, law practices, law firms and things like that. And they're working with them all the time. They're building the whole man through the whole chapter and that sort of stuff, all of these various Brotherhood of Man jobs. But they're working on that all the time. They look at the election cycle plan. You see, most people don't even know an election calendar exists, but it does. And so, being effective managers, they take the election calendar and you know exactly which day Barry the Usurper, you know, is going to get reelected as president by the popular majority in America. And then you back up from there, month by month by month, week by week by week, day by day by day, and you break down something simple like 24 months into an action plan of steps that you're going to do in those 24 months. Most people don't do that. They wake up every morning with an oh my God experience. All right? Anyway, so then to review and make recommendations regarding the budget as proposed by the state chairman. So they budget, Not only do they have a timeline, but they also create their budget. And they work towards fundraising goals. And so if they don't have enough funds in their coffers, they have to go out and recruit money. So they go and visit with the Koch brothers and other people like that, and they get billions and billions. We don't, but they do. And they know how to do it because they have the Rolodex that we don't have. And the courage and the background and the experience to be able to, and the confidence to be able to go and ask for that kind of money. I'm giving you, man. Call up one ringy-ding, two ringy-ding. Good morning, Mr. Gates. My name is William Roberts. I have a radio broadcast on the Internet, become vocal local. I'd like to get $200 million if I could this week. I really need to expand my outreach. I don't imagine he would just, you know, reach over to the checkbook. But if I called him up and said one ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingies, good morning, Bill, this is George Soros. About $200 million. Sure, George, would you like to have that in cash, gold bullion, vaccines? How would you like me to deliver it, and where would you like me to have it delivered? There's a little bit of a difference there, you know. And these are some of the things we need to develop. We need to know who our action centers are, who our financiers are, and all of the rest. We'll be back.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we can see then there's a little bit more to this than might meet the eye initially when you think about, oh, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. And they're not monoliths. They are monolithic. But they're not impenetrable. Like we said yesterday, you know, we need to find all the little cracks. And then like Lilliputians, we put in our little wedges and tip-tap, drive them in. Wherever we find a wedge, you know, crack, drive in another wedge. And we just keep tip-tap, down at the bottom. And we saw Gulliver right at his ankles. We get him at his Achilles heel. All right? It's all dependent upon the local voting precinct. The whole edifice rises from that level. And that's why we're so fortunate, because each of us live in one of those areas, geographically and legally. Anyway, continuing, then to advise the chairman concerning matters relating to the MRSC and to report back to the MRSC, that's what they do. They have these meetings. Continuing, section quorums and proxies. A quorum of any meeting of the executive committee shall consist of a majority of the members thereof. So if you have, you know, access to their meeting minutes and you notice that there isn't a quorum and they were holding meetings and conducting business, well, then they were violating their own bylaws. And as a county committee man or a county committee woman, that would be something you would be wanting to pay attention to. We are not privy to this information because they're not, you know, government entities. These are like quasi-governmental. These are standing committees. So your Freedom of Act, Freedom of Information Act request can get repelled like, you know, throwing a beanbag against a fan blade. Anyway, Section 3, the quorum and the proxies. And so then we move along to the next article, 5, the officers and their duties. Now, I don't want to go through this entire list, but they list out all of the duties of all of the officers, and they just walk right down. And they tell you about the secretary, they tell you about the treasurer, and so on and so forth. But interestingly enough, the secretary and the treasurer, if my memory serves me right, without going through every little detail and nth of this, the secretary and the treasurer don't have to be members of the committee. They just can live on and on and on and on. And as we mentioned yesterday, oftentimes do. It's like the Joseph principle. There's always the grand vizier in the background. I didn't say brazier, I said vizier. You can find out about it in the Bible if you're interested. Go and read the section. Anyway, dropping down more officers' records, all officers and subcommittee chairmen shall deliver all records, files, and properties of the MRSC to their successors. And so even if we were able to effect it, or I should say when we were able to effect this change, they would still have to deliver up to us all of the records. Now, you know that they would be dropping sledgehammers through hard drives like crazy. You saw the kind of action that happened at the various state conventions when the Ron Paul Republicans came on board. They were hemorrhaging blood, all right? Anyway, but this is technically the thing. So it would be to our advantage to take over these established two-party political system as opposed to creating some other alternative thing that would take many, 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 many decades. We don't have the time, folks, to build up enough of a base to get that anywhere. Officers' records. Number 7, vacancy in the office of a chairman is established in the event of a vacancy, I should say as established in the election laws, section 115 of Missouri, revised state statutes of Missouri, in the event of a vacancy shall occur in the office of the chairman, a vacancy shall also be declared in the office of vice chairman, and a new election shall be held for filling the vacancies of both the chairman and the vice president, or vice chairman. So when one goes, both have to be replaced, and that has to be done in an election. Continuing, Article 6, National Committee and the National Committee Women. Now we're going to go up from the state. Now we're making the tie between the state committee and the National Committee. The National Committee Man and the National Committee Woman. It's always boy, girl, boy, girl. Right, get this in your mind. This is the Noah Ark principle, you know, and they came two by two, reproducing on either kind. The National Committee Man and the National Committee Woman shall be elected in accordance with Rule 2. Again, it presupposes, all right, that when you have an opening for representation, that you'd have, you know, everybody's being created equal here, boy, girl, boy, girl, is that instead of going after merit, we're going after gender. I thought we were trying to get rid of gender discrimination, but we're discriminating against other viable candidates based upon their gender. Is there any reason why you couldn't have two county committee women if they were the best, or two county committee men if they were the best by merit in your area? Well, they have the rules. It's boy, girl, boy, girl. It's Noah's Ark. The Noahide laws, probably. Anyway, Section 2, vacancy. Vacancies in the office of the National Committee Man and National Committee Woman shall be filled by the National Republican Committee upon nomination by the Missouri Republican State Committee. So we're the next level, of course, is to get the bylaws for the National Committee, the Republican National Committee, the RNC. and we would walk through it in the same way, reading it to understanding it, having a copy of it before you. Article 7, Executive Director. There shall be an Executive Director of the MRSC who shall be selected by the Chairman and ratified by the Executive Committee. The Executive Director shall serve until his resignation and shall have been accepted by the Chairman or until his removal from his position. The Executive Director shall not be engaged in any outside employment without approval of the Executive Committee in any business or vocation which might create the appearance of a conflict of interest or damage the reputation of the Republican State Committee. So this, I guess, would preclude the Executive Director being a dual citizen as Riley from running a porno shop out of his garage or something, right? Anything that would damage the reputation of the Republican State Committee, you know, he can't, you know, have a brothel for, you know, young pages. He's got to be an upright fellow. The Executive Director shall fulfill all duties and responsibilities as assigned by the Chairman. The Executive Director serves solely at the pleasure of the Chairman. He may only be removed by the Chairman upon ratification of the Executive Committee. So here we have this very powerful player, the Executive Director, but ostensibly, like our Supreme Court, they serve only at the pleasure of the Chairman. Removal of officers. Any elected officer of the MRSC may be removed from office by the State Committee. Such a removal must be done at a duly convened meeting of the MRSC and provided that notice is proposed and blown and so on and so forth, all of this. But the important thing about this removal of officers is that if we're working by stealth, embedding within this system, that, you know, premature disclosure of intent is important not to be done. Because even though you might have been, let's say, in a caucus, elected to go to convention or one of the other larger caucuses as a delegate, once they do credentials, and they do credentials, they check out who you are, and they discover, oh my God, this person has actually been a candidate for the Libertarian Party for Senate, they can bump you out, they can remove you, and will. And it's rather embarrassing, and it leaves a hole that can be filled by anyone that they want to pose. So it pays to just say, all right, I'm dedicated to this concept. I'm really sick and tired of being run by these parties, but I'm going to keep some of my feelings to myself. They call that mental reservation. I'm going to keep some of my feelings to myself, and I'm going to engage in the system. I'm going to learn all about this system, and I'm going to help to create a new majority within this political party system, with the end in mind, that I keep to myself, of the abolition of the established two-party political system. Now, you might find that there are a lot of county committee men and county committee women who have been members of these parties for decades, and they're just as sick and tired of the mess as you are. It'd be nice to meet those people at a bean feed or a ham festival or something like that. But you want to do it, you know, keep it to yourself. There's a time to hold. You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to walk away, and you got to know when to run. As we started out this discussion by reading the manual, Sun Tzu's Manual for War, this is war. It's not a bloody war. It's a brain war. There's a battle on for your mind. Are you going to use your mind? Are you going to play chess, three-dimensional chess? Are you going to play geopolitical games here or not? Are you interested in winning? Are you interested in preserving our freedom? Restoring a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government or not? It's really just a decision. What's the purpose of a political party? To gain the proximity to or complete control of government. Do we want to have control of our government or not? Are we going to allow somebody else to control our government? Your choice. Choices have consequences. Choose carefully. All right, continuing. Then they go talk about meetings, regular meetings, special meetings, teleconferencing, and so on and so forth, all kinds of rules and regulations, notices of meetings, notices of the exact time and the place of regular meetings, mailed to each member of the committee, so on and so forth. Talks about quorums, how many people have to be there. You see, all of this material comes really right out of Robert's Rules of Order. And so any understanding of Robert's Rules of Order then will help you to understand bylaws when you read them. And it doesn't matter whether it's for your water board, or whether it's a school board, or whatever council, all of them, that are corporations typically, all of them have bylaws. And so Robert's Rules of Order is where you go to find out what needs to be in the bylaws, how how you use them, why they're there, what they mean, and so on. But then you sit down and you create a set of bylaws just like this. Here's Article 10, Agenda. The order of business at each regular MRSC meeting shall be in the form of a written agenda from the state chairman. All right, so you have to file things through the state chairman to get your ideas on the agenda. We'll be right back.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And so once again, we see right out of Article 10 that agenda from the bylaws for the Missouri Republican State Committee. The agenda outline, the order of business of each regular MRSC meeting shall be in the form of a written agenda from the state chairman. You send all your ideas to the state chairman. The state chairman reviews it with a close vested committee, and then they put things on the agenda. So it makes it kind of tough to just jump up, you know, jump up. But there's an opportunity for you to jump up, and here it is. The outline below shall serve as a guideline for the organizing said agenda. And it shall include, but not be limited to, the following items. All right? And this should be the same kind of agenda that you'd find again at your water board, your school board, and all the other boards and councils, all the Soviets, where you live. Roll call. Report from the secretary. Report from the treasurer. reading of letters, communications and bills, reports from all special committees and subcommittees, unfinished business and general orders, new business, announcements, and adjournment. Right? This is standard fare, folks. But I know, having been a long-time radio listener, that you don't get this anyplace else, but we're going to give it to you here. Right? I want you to be aware of this. You're not going to be effective as you become vocal local if you don't understand how these things work. And work they do, and they work well. Very well. Like an oiled and greased machine. All right. So that's the agenda. And then Article 11, committee voting. Voting, city, county, legislative, senatorial, judicial, and congressional. These are the various standing committees inside the committee. Again, it's all pursuant to the revised code of Missouri, revised statutes. The following procedures are applicable to voting in city, county, legislative, senatorial, judicial, and congressional committee voting. And then it goes on and it lists many points. Things that have to happen. Things you have to comply with in order to cast a ballot. And that's a good thing. The idea of Robert's Rules of Order was to bring order out of the chaos, if we can say it that way, and we ought to. To bring order out of chaos in the mining community in California. That's where it was invented. Of course, Thomas Jefferson had his own rule books, too, and they used them in Congress. They still have a different set of rules there. But typically, they use Robert's Rules of Order. We're going to find out about that right now. Article 12, committees and subcommittees. Committees and subcommittees. The chairman may at any time create such committees and subcommittees as may be needed to perform such duties as set forth and approved by the MRSC. So you're at a water board meeting or something like that. And you could, you know, if you were on the board, you could move that the school board create a special committee to study such and such a thing. And then if it, you know, all those in favor signify by saying aye, as the maker of the motion, you have the right of first discussion. You stand up and explain why you think that the committee needs to be made. Are there any other voters, you know, supporters for? And then anybody against, speakers against, and people stand up and they discuss it and they debate it. They deliberate it. And then said, you know, the chairman says something like seeing that there's no further discussion and sensing that you're ready to vote. All those in favor of voting creating this committee signify by saying aye. And those that want it, vote aye. Those nay, and the ayes have it, and the committee is created. And then all these damned agencies just keep pouring out of Congress. All the stuff that we have to shove into Uncle Sam's trunk as we try and pack Uncle Sam's trunk to send Uncle Sam packing, were created much the same way. Congress assembled, 112th Congress, and somebody puts together a bill or a motion, and then they move it, bring it on the floor, run it through the committees, do all that, and then it comes on the floor for debate and discussion, and then they vote it up and they vote it down. This is how the system works. A lot of people get to Congress, they don't even know this stuff. You do. And you can spend more time looking at it. Okay, now let's go down a little bit further. Records. Each committee or subcommittee shall keep the records of its meetings and actions held and shall report at each state committee meeting. And so record keeping becomes part of this. And hopefully you're doing record keeping yourself. Bob Dylan, Carly Simon, all those records. Anyway. Article 8. And this is the important one. Underlines everything that I've been saying the last 2 days. Parliamentary authority. You see, they always declare it. They always declare it. Parliamentary authority, Section 1, authority, Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, or the latest edition thereof, shall govern the MRSC in all instances where they are applicable and in which they are not inconsistent with these bylaws, Missouri laws, or the Constitution. Of course, they don't say which Constitution, but they say the Constitution. So Robert's Rules of Order becomes one of those books and one of those areas of study that if you're at all interested in political activation, you want to be an activist, this is a book that you really need to have in your library. You know? Yeah, you can study symbolism until the cows come home and Freemasonry, read Morals and Dogma, and do all that sort of stuff. But for goodness sakes, add Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, or the latest edition thereof to your library. Sit down and read it. And then you can practice these things. Making motions. There's lots of very powerful material in that book. And then amendments. Amendments, you know, we always talk about living constitutions. Well, these bylaws are living in that regard. So is ours. That's how we have the Bill of Rights. It was added Some people say, oh, there's no living constitution. Well, actually, it is a living document. They didn't, you know, put it up in stone and then nail it shut, tack weld it closed. No, they left an opening there for us to amend the Constitution as time changes. Right? And maybe it needs a couple of amendments right now. Section 1, amendments. The bylaws of the MRSC may contain any provisions which are not in conflict with the laws of the state of Missouri. Amendments to the bylaws may be made at any regular meeting of the MRSC by a two-third vote, that's a majority, a supermajority, if you will, of the total membership of the MRSC. However, within a 60-day period after the required MRSC organized an organizational meeting following each primary election, they have an organizational meeting following each primary election, the bylaws may be amended by a majority of the total membership of the committee. Any proposed amendment shall be sent in writing to the secretary for preparation and mailing with the call to the meeting at least 30 days prior to the set date of said meeting. So you wouldn't be able to just stand up in a meeting already that's convened and propose an amendment to the bylaws to vote the Republican Party out of existence. But if you had enough, if you had a majority, it could be on the ballot. Now, there's a company called Elkin Swires Co., Inc., in Missouri, Springfield, Missouri, and they publish an election calendar. And you can get a copy of this probably, you know, your state as well. But as I've suggested in the past, you can go up on your election, you can go to the Secretary of State's office for your state and get a copy of the election calendar for your state. And there are specific dates and specific things, and they're typically a well-crafted calendar will show you all of the statutes in your election laws that authorize those various elections and the things that are going to be on those elections. Wouldn't it be nice to know when the mayor gets elected in your town instead of just finding out, oh my God, it's going to be next Tuesday, and you have absolutely no advance knowledge that the election was going to be for the mayor, right? That sort of stuff. And then you can go all the way through all of the statutes and look at your election law. I like to print them all out. I've got a huge book here in front of me. This is a three-ring binder. And it includes all of this information that's pertinent to the state of Missouri. And I refer to it whenever I need to, and I can take the entire binder with me to a precinct meeting or some other meeting and discuss this material without feeling like I'm having to fumble around. Now, we've talked in the past about various and sundry things that have come down the pike. Certainly one of the things that we need to understand is the American Planning Association, because the American Planning Association and ICLEI are moving into a town near you and probably are well lodged, been there for a long time. This is an article from the Encyclopedia of Chicago, the American Planning Association. Although known by its current name only since 1978, the American Planning Association has a far longer history. Its roots go back to the National Conference on City Planning, held in Washington, D.C. in 1909. And I'd like to say that it goes back much further than that as well. It goes back to the Garden Cities program in England and even earlier than that. All of this stuff about sustainable development, smart growth, new urbanism and all that has a long and checkered history, but it's been coming on us and at us for a long, long time. All these people, you know, that believe like Ian McCarg that they're going to design with nature and that they know the best way for people to live. I'm just bringing this to your attention in the closing moments of the broadcast so that you're aware of who the American Planning Association is. It's more than just the American Bankers Association, the American Bar Association. It's all these American that are really non-American associations that are out there that comprise this body of constituents known as under pluralism. Well, that's about as plural as I can get. That's all the time we have, so I'll be back again next week. Hope you'll be with us then, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcast.